Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Jay-Z's podcast, and we are back on the podcast for you guys today. We're getting back into things. You guys know it's the end of September. The NHL season is slowly approaching. I believe it's around 2 weeks today, actually, that the season's starting. We've got preseason starting this coming weekend. So we're gonna start back up with Leafs talk for you guys. Special little episode number 51. And then we'll carry on tomorrow. We'll have an episode of Promo School and we'll announce the full schedule of podcasts for the upcoming year, you could say. I will announce that for tomorrow, but you guys know we are joined with my dad today. Dad, how are you today?
Doing great. Hello, everyone.
All right, guys. Now, Dad, it's an interesting time. It was a perfect time, I thought, to film a podcast because just yesterday, with all the Leaf stuff happening, they did have their media session. And I thought this would be a perfect chance to obviously talk about it and, voice our opinion on what the players think, where we think this team could possibly go. But starting off with things, the first person that spoke is obviously Kyle Dubas. And, one of the first things that he said was he was informed by Brendan Shanahan this summer that no extension was coming at that point in time, which again, the Leafs GM insists he's okay with, given the fact that they haven't delivered yet in the playoffs. He's comfortable being judged after this season, and he said he's comfortable being judged at the course of his 4 years, or sorry, his 5 years. And obviously after the season, they'll discuss if there is a contract extension in place. But what do you think that Dubé saying this and putting it out in the open, that basically saying that, you know what, my job is probably on the line this year, and if there's another failure, I'm out of a job?
Look, it's a very responsible press conference comment by him, because I think what he's done is taken a lot of the pressure off of our young stars, our players, or even the coach, by saying, look, I'm responsible. If we fail again, I take full blame for it. I've failed, not these guys. So what that basically does is it takes a lot of the pressure off everybody else that was probably feeling pressured, even though I'm sure deep down that they know that everybody is responsible. He can only put the players together, which I think he's done a great job with, and they just gotta perform. And I think honestly it's been a bit of a hard luck for us, just at the crucial times in the playoffs. But as they're young, each year they're learning, and I don't see anything stopping them this year.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I'm kind of glad that he did say this because it just makes sense. It just makes sense that he's gonna have to put this out in the open because everyone knows about it. And obviously, we're gonna talk about the Matthews thing obviously after, but I'm glad that he set the record straight. And I thought it was an interesting article too that Chris Johnson put out. You obviously have to be subscribed to the membership to view the full article, but the article is why the Leafs would be crazy not to give Kyle Dubas another contract before the GM's current deal expires in the last 10 months. And you know what? He's got a point. What he basically said is if you think about their last previous losses, three of the four, those teams have been in the Stanley Cup playoff or Stanley Cup finals, Tampa Bay, Montreal, and Boston, and they've all been in the finals. Like, I know some of those teams weren't as better. I know we probably should have seen the Leafs in the third round against Montreal, and obviously they should have probably beat Tampa. If they beat Tampa, they go far. But this is a really good team, and I know every single year everyone says that that's where the jokes all come in, but it's true. This is a really good team. Now, I know we're gonna go through another season just like last one. Does the 82 games matter? And I think it does because this whole, I think last year I was really under the influence that, you know what, this doesn't matter. Whatever happens in the season doesn't matter. You've got to perform in the playoffs after that 3-1 lead. And I think I'm in a different mindset now because I saw how great they play in the playoffs. They're really great. They showed a different Maple Leafs hockey. No matter, I know they've lost, but they showed a different style of play. Their guys showed up. Marner, Matthews had combined 3 goals in game one. Like, they were flying. They went 5-0 in the first game. It just didn't go their way again. And I know that if they had the result a few years ago, it looked amazing for this team. But now that we're in, towards the end of their contracts, it doesn't look so good. But then again, we're gonna have to see how this plays out. And he obviously said that his goal is not to win one round, it's to win four. But I thought, you know what, Dubas said some great things. But moving on to Matthews. Matthew says, he says he loves playing in Toronto. He considers it home. I thought that was amazing that, he sets the record straight. And I thought another great thing that he said was he's just gonna put it out there. He wants to be clear about the contract stuff. He said, I'm going to touch on it today. And then I'm focused on the season and we'll deal with it then. I love playing here and I consider it home now. The city has embraced me and my family. I've grown comfortable in my own skin. It's just a special place to play. Now, I mean, what else is he supposed to say? I know that that's what people are gonna say, but this man, if like I know we just saw Nathan MacKinnon get paid $12.6 million. The Leafs are 100% going to offer him more. I think 13.5, probably $14 million is what he's going to make. He is not leaving this team. He's going to sign 8 years extension in the offseason. Dad, do you have anything else to add to this?
Yeah, you know what? Look, he's obviously very happy here, and he said it. You're gonna have all these people, that are gonna comment throughout the year that he's leaving, he's leaving. And you know what? You may hear some stuff out of him too, just to sort of push back against the management a little bit, because he obviously wants to get paid. You know, he doesn't want to be saying, you know, I love it here, I'm not leaving. You know, give me a contract, I'm gonna sign. No, it's a negotiation. So he may say some stuff, you know, that people will jump on and you know, look into it more than it actually needs to be. So but yeah, I think you know, he's happy here, and he's not going anywhere. I mean, Toronto is the hockey mecca of the world of the world. You know, why else would he go play anywhere else?
Yeah, I completely agree. And like everyone just seems to just forget that, you know, oh, he's going to Arizona. Well, actual reporters who cover this sport for who knows how long have said he's not going to play in the university. He's not going to play in the university where what is the capacity? 1,000 people. I don't even know what their capacity is, but he's not going to go play there. And you got to remember too, he's not going to get paid $10 million. He's going to get paid some teams, maybe an offer from 15. But he's going to make a lot of money. The Leafs can offer him that 8th year. I mean, this is one of the best cores. I think I truly believe if they make a deep playoff run, he's gonna sign in the summer. I just like I don't know. Like I don't know what else there is to say. Like I don't know why you would leave this situation unless they don't have playoff success and you know things start to fall. I know people think that's the case, but this year, you know, there's a lot of questions people say about the goaltending. In my opinion, I'm actually pretty comfortable with the goaltending. Samsonov even said today, you know, he had offers for more term, more money, but he wanted to sign here. And I love the fact that he said that. I actually didn't know that there was other teams that offered. I thought that was only really Toronto, but I'm glad that he said that. Matthews is happy being a Leaf. And another thing is Sheldon Keefe. He says, I have total belief in our group, of course. You know, Nick Robertson's going to get opportunities. And he also mentioned that the wing spot alongside Tavares and Nylander is a job that's available for someone to earn, like Yarncroke, Kerfoot, and Abe Kubel. Now, I get that, but you know, I'd really like to see Tavares with Marner. I think that that's what they have to do. And we'll talk about obviously, you know, who's unsigned, the injuries. We'll talk about at the end, but let's get through this. Like, Dad, what would you do if you're Sheldon Keefe? Do you keep Tavares and Nylander, or do you shuffle the roster because you know it's going to be Bunting and Matthews and probably Marner? But would you like to see a potential line of Marner and JT back together and Nylander and Matthews back together?
Yeah, you know what? I think Tavares and Marner had great success together. But a guy like Marner and even Tavares, you know, they can play with anybody and be successful. And the same goes with Matthews and you know, Nylander has shown in the last year or two that you know what, he's a superstar. I think either way, either lineup. The only thing that I hope they try doing is maybe shuffling the power play a little bit. I think you know, putting all of these guys on the one line. You know, if they you know if they're stopped, then the you know the second one's really not, you know, the last 40 seconds or whatever is non-existent. So I think maybe we need a little more muscle in front of the net. And then have these guys move the puck around, and then you know get a shot on where the goalie can't see it. I don't want to see any of these guys in the front getting hacked and you know getting injured. So I think that's the only thing that I would change. But as far as like who should play with who, I think all four of these guys can play with each other any given day.
Completely agree. And that's a good point about the power play. They had a great power play, the best in the league throughout the regular season. They did struggle, obviously, in the playoffs, but you know, people talk about their concern for their lack of secondary scoring. Well, you know, they had great, they didn't have the greatest secondary scoring. You would have probably wanted to see, I know Mikheyev had two empty netters, but Engvall get in there a little bit more. David Kampf was like scoring every single game. Kerfoot had some great looks. You know, they had some great looks and they had some great chances, but it just didn't go their way. But this is a really good team. And I think that there's a lot of good players. You can shuffle around lines. It doesn't hurt. You're obviously going to test things out throughout the entire year. But so far, you know what? It looks like training camp's about to begin. And obviously, Keith said, you know, our first lineups of training camp, I don't expect that to be our lines in obviously game one of the regular season. But Jake Muzzin, even when it was asked, is it time for the Toronto organization to put up or shut up? He said, it is time. And these players know that, you know what? This is it. You've had, oh, this is one more. This is the last year against Montreal. Oh, this is the last, you know, this is the last year when they have that Tampa Bay series. You have to. This is it, because you know what? Contracts are expiring. Guys can sign extensions. This is it. Like, you've got to perform now. And I'm looking forward to it. Another thing is Jake Muzzin is expected to turn to training camp next week. That makes sense. You know what? He's probably dealing with some back injuries. Okay, that's fine. Sandin has still not signed yet. You know, he's not available for training camp. But Timothy Liljegren is expected to be back end of October, early November. He is injured, which could be a big loss for this hockey team, as well as Pierre Engvall. And, you know, he may be able to start the season. We're not sure. But, you know, I'm hoping that if these guys go on IR, it clears some room for Rasmus Sandin to sign. You know, Giordano already said he's comfortable playing the right side. They've got some shuffling to do. But, Dad, obviously, you know, you'd like to see Rasmus Sandin sign. But there is a possibility that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, Jacob Chychrun, the guy on Arizona, who said, you know, who complimented Toronto right before the trade deadline, saying this is the hockey mecca of the world. I wouldn't be surprised maybe if Dubas throws a Sandin for a Chychrun trade. I know he's making 4.6. You got to match his contract, but I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe a prospect, maybe a pick, Sandin, and then obviously a cap dump. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to make that move. But what do you think, Dad, going into the season about the Leafs? You know, they are battling a few injuries, but their defense looks to be good, and the whole Rasmus Sandin situation.
Yeah, I think if these injuries did not exist, I think you would have seen some sort of move now.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of holding everything back for now.
Yeah.
As far as any team that's involved.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that I as we've said before, that our core is so strong that these other small pieces can be filled any time during the year. Now, you know, just to because you know our main four or five guys, put Bunting in there as well. You know, he had a great season.
Yep.
Are intact. So, I mean, yeah, you know, I think a few of the guys, you do want to see them come back. Rasmus, Sandin, you know, I think he's going to be a good player. So I would love to see if they can sign him and keep him here. But right now, because, you know, we're spoiled by Morgan Riley, controlling the power play, you know, you don't really think that, okay, we need him. But I think in the long run, you know, that's somebody they want to sign. But yeah, as I said, you know, these are just small pieces that need to be filled, and it doesn't have to be right at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and minus injuries, it looks like their lines are looking like right now on obviously Daily Faceoff. You've got Matthews, Marner, Bunting expected, Kerfoot, Tavares, Nylander expected, Engvall, Kampf, and Yarncroke. I love that third line. That's a great two-way shutdown. Third line, Yarncroft, who they just signed, he doesn't take penalties. And I love that. That's a great signing. He does not take penalties. He's consistent and he's going to get a lot of opportunities. He's going to be playing with the Leafs, a lot of skilled players. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do, obviously. And then the fourth line is, you obviously got Nicholas Aubé-Kubel they've got there. You know, they've got Zach Ashton-Reese they've signed. So there's a lot of competition in this team. Like, I love how Dubas said, you know what, we feel like a lot of guys are going to be competing to get a you know, regular season spot. Like, even Nick Robertson in there, you know, he threw in Dahlstrom, you know, he threw in a lot of good players, Alex Steeves. There's a lot of guys who are going to compete, who want to make the regular team, make that regular, you know, you could say starting lineup every single day. And there's going to be a lot of competition. You know, you've got Riley, Muzzin, Brody, Giordano, Hull. Liljegren's obviously injured. Sandin's that hasn't signed yet, but this is going to be a really good team. You know what? I know they're in a cap situation right now, but at the trade deadline, post trade deadline, we'll see obviously where the team's heading. People talk about the goaltending, but You've got to let them play on the ice. You can't judge it a book by its cover and just say, you know what, Matt Murray, you know what, he was terrible last year. Let's see how he does with a healthy training camp, a great defense in front of him, not an offensive, not a team like the Ottawa Senators defense in front of him. Give the guy a chance. Samsonov, I know what, he's looking for a breakout season. He wants to get paid. He's going to work. And they're both going to be competing for that top goaltending starting spot. It's going to be a great season for the Leafs. I'm looking forward to it. But let's move on from the Leafs somewhat. Let's move on from the Leafs in a somewhat matter. Nazem Kadri, this entire summer, we haven't talked yet about Nazem Kadri. He signs for the Calgary Flames, which I was actually in shock. I thought for sure Colorado was trying to move space to sign Nazem Kadri. And he signs with the Calgary Flames, which is kind of funny because he was going to be traded to them in 2019, but he vetoed the trade to Calgary. He signs there back. He signs back in basically 3 years later. And this is a really good team. You know, Calgary's had a crazy, crazy offseason mixture of emotions. But you know what? I'm happy for them and I'm happy for Kadri. He gets his money and he gets a really good opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. But what do you think, Dad? Obviously, Nazem Kadri is a Calgary Flame.
Look, you know, once I was a great fan of his, still am somewhat when he was with the Leafs. Left the Leafs, all the best to him. But technically, him signing with Calgary, he's actually helped us because if we're going to go make that deep run in the playoffs, I think at one point Colorado is still going to be one of the top teams. And not having someone like Nazem Kadri on their lineup is going to help us because we know when during clutch games, situation, the big hit, maybe a fight, and obviously, he'll score. Yeah. So that actually has worked in our favor. I think he's actually helped us by signing there. And you know what? $49 million, 7 years. It's good for him. As I said, I'm a fan of his, and I'm happy for him.
Completely agree. And he's got a really good opportunity there. Him and Huberto playing there is going to be a really great team. Elias Lindholm still there. This is a really good hockey team. Their defense looks really, really good, and I think that they can easily win their division. But last thing, the season is starting soon, obviously, and the NFL season has already started. But we're obviously watching football. Dad, watching the NFL, is your excitement building up for the NHL to come back, even the NBA, but obviously the NHL to come back? I think we're both looking forward to because it's another big season. When your team's a cup contender, it's a really, really important time. And it's a really exciting time. And I'm looking forward to it, obviously, watching the NFL. I'm looking forward to seeing, the fans back, obviously, in that arena and firing up for another season. But what do you think, obviously, watching the NFL, how excited are you for the NHL to return?
Look, once the playoffs for the NBA, NHL is finished, in spring, you got baseball. I mean, our Blue Jays have a solid team, has been fun, but this is the best time of the year with the NFL just starting, and the NHL season is around the corner, and then right, the NBA, right. And then you've got 5-6 months of great sports to watch on TV, or live. So this is, this is my favorite time of the year. And as you said, when your team is a contender and you have a great team, they're exciting to watch. Yeah. It makes it even more better. So, October 7th can't come soon enough.
Yep. October 7th cannot come soon enough. The Leafs will open up their season on the 12th, October 12th. So it's roughly, if you think about it from now until then, it's basically 3 weeks away, but obviously we have those two games before on the 7th, I'm really looking forward to this. They start off on the back-to-back, they play Montreal on the road, and then they've got Washington at home. It's going to be a really great season. Obviously fantasy hockey's return, we're both looking forward to that, but this is a really, really good team. I'm looking forward to what they can do, and I think if we talk about our expectations quickly, what is your expectations for this team, Dad? Is it to win one playoff round and you'll be satisfied? Is it to win two? Is it to win three? Or is it to make the Stanley Cup Finals?
It's got to be a deep playoff run. I think, as you said, Goaltending, everything's in place. The two new goaltenders that are coming in, have proven before that they can perform at the highest level. And I think they're hungry to show and that they can still play. Obviously our core is still there. So it's got to be a deep playoff run. And I think not just me, anybody associated with the team or a fan or anything will be disappointed if that's not the case.
Yeah, completely agree. And I'd agree. I think a deep playoff run is necessary for this team. Both looking forward to seeing what they can do, guys. But we'll be back tomorrow for Promo School. It's going to be a big episode. A lot of big things are happening in wrestling as well. It's an exciting time for all sports out there. You name it. Boxing, UFC, wrestling, NHL, NBA, whatever you watch. It's a really big time. And we're both looking forward to it. But we will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you guys for listening. And we will see you guys tomorrow. Thanks, guys.